Today, we are amplifying the story of Benedicta Apuama, an inspiring Nigerian woman whose journey is anything but ordinary. A pharmacist, author, global health expert, and advocate, Benedicta joins us to share her story of purpose and women's and girls' empowerment. Her journey is captured in her new memoir, Biking Through Africa and Beyond, A Young Woman's Journey from Dusty Roads to Global Stages, which she'll be speaking with us about today. At the heart of this conversation is the power of telling your own story and owning your journey, no matter where it begins. Without further ado, please welcome Benedicta Apuama. Hi, and welcome to Fresh Vibes. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about yourself? Who are you?
So, who am I? I am Benedicta Apuama, and I like to describe myself as a person who wears many hats. But for the sake of this conversation, I will go ahead to describe myself as a Nigerian pharmacist who did not follow the regular path. So, typical young lady who's ambitious, you know, excited to be in pharmacy school and looking forward to becoming a sought after, you know, pharmacist, I believe. I stumbled into community development. So technically I started local, you know, with local action. I didn't realize, you know, that what I was interested in doing was actually the SDGs. So it was basically local actions that actually translated into global impact, into what you see today. I grew up in a community setting in Delta State, Nigeria, precisely a town called Obiaruko. As at the time I was there, it was the kind of town where almost everyone knew everyone. And for me, I shared a striking resemblance with my mom. So even someone who I didn't know could see me in town and say, hey, I know your mom. So that meant that we all had to be in our best behaviors because you never know who's going to report you to your mom for behaving badly in public. So it was a beautiful place to grow up, you know, a great sense of community, you know. And then a few years down the line, I'm doing what I am doing today, moving from local, you know, impact, trying to get young girls in my community to also dream, to dream beyond the community, to dream, you know, beyond the four walls of a classroom, what they could actually achieve with the education that they are getting. Yeah, down the line, I also got married, and now I'm a mom of two boys. So, yes, I still have my 9-to-5 here, but I try as much as possible to still contribute to my community work in Nigeria.
What inspired you to ride Biking Through Africa and Beyond, and how did your entire journey even begin?
So what inspired me to write my book, Biking Through Africa and Beyond? As you can already tell, and how I like to describe myself, that I'm actually an ambitious woman. I always wanted something out of the ordinary. I typically gravitated to things outside the box. So when I was in pharmacy school, the picture I had, you know, was to become the director general of the National Agency for Food, Drug, Administration and Control, NAFDAC. It was one of the many dreams I had. I wanted to be so many things. President of the country, the governor, you know. But then I realized that there were not many documented, should I use the word blueprints, that showed me how to be what I wanted to be. So you see how from being in a pharmacy school, for example, how I wanted to be the director general of one of the biggest pharmaceutical agencies in the country. But I didn't know how, beyond studying in school to become a pharmacist, how that will help me translate into, you know, being this director general, this great person I wanted to be. And that's actually what I wanted to give to young girls. most of the things I started doing, I'm going to share how the journey started for me. I literally stumbled into them. I learned on the job. And the same questions I had in my mind, and I also asked, are the same kind of questions that young women ask me, young girls ask me from time to time. Oh, I want to be like you. But the actual practical step of moving from where you are to where I am, you don't know. And most of these things are embedded in one's stories. So I decided to tell my own story. You know, when I've told my dad I was going to write, that I was writing the book, and he said, about what? And I said, my journey. My father is a retired professor of sociology in Nigeria, and he giggled and said, of your journey, like an autobiography. How old are you? And I said, that's it. I don't need to wait till I'm 70 to write an autobiography. I want to give girls, the young people, the opportunity to be able to learn from my own journey, and also for me to sort of write my own story by myself. I recently had a conversation with someone who were talking about this, and he says, thank you for writing your story. Because most times, the people's story whom we're inspired by, people who write, whose stories we read, are stories that are told by other people. So we don't really know what transpired, because probably the stories are being told when they are no more. So I'm really excited that as young as I am, I'm able to document my own journey in my own words, in my own way, in my own style. And actually, the journey began for me in the final year of my study as a pharmacy student. I had served as the first female president of the Christian Fellowship Association of Pharmacy Students in Delta State University, Abraka, in Nigeria. And my parents were typically overprotective. You know how school conferences happen and students could go? My parents did not let me go for those. So in my final year, I insisted, because having served as president and now handed over, and I was graduating in a couple of months, I thought it was quite embarrassing. How can I spend 5 years in the university and attend only one student conference? So by student conference, I mean student conference that is outside of our state of origin. So I could go for any conference I wanted, as long as it was within the university area, it was okay. But going outside of the state we lived was a problem. My parents were very overprotective. So I decided to be a big head, a little bit stubborn. I insisted that I was going to attend this one. And I had good excuse. I had served as president. I've never attended any of the conferences other than the ones that are held in our university. So I insisted on going. And this time it was holding at Enugu State, a place called Nsukka, precisely the University of Nigeria, Nsukka. I went there, and what was supposed to be just a Christian conference turned into a conference that had different sessions. And one of the pharmacists, because it was for pharmacy students, one of the pharmacists came and spoke about the Young African Leadership Initiative, YALI Network. Actually, it's a project, collaboration between the former US President, His Excellency Barack Obama, and the late Nelson Mandela. So it was like something to honor the legacy of Nelson Mandela. And it was also tied to what they call the Mandela Washington Fellowship. So I was intrigued. 5 years of being in pharmacy school and only being concerned about pharmaceutical chemistry, pharmaceutical microbiology, and the likes. I've never heard of this. My concern in school the whole time was getting good grades, graduating, and all of that. So I was intrigued, and I decided to try, take the courses that spoke about, learn more about it. And that's how I started speaking to young girls in high schools in my community. I started with my mom's school because my mom was a high school, government high school principal then. I started from her school and from there moved to a bigger audience. And that's how literally my organization was formed. So that's basically how I started.
Lastly, I would really like to know, what is your intention with this book, especially when it comes to empowerment? What would you like women and readers in general to really take away from your story?
So my intention with the book in terms of empowerment is being able to show young girls practical steps on how they can actually actualize their dream. The book shares on a number of topics, from how I got married, from having little or no resources, to negotiating my way into global conferences. And beyond that, it serves as a breakdown because I have also published a complimentary workbook for the book. It gives like a step down for global frameworks like the UN SDGs and the AU 2063 agenda. So beyond having this framework on paper, you know, beautifully written, young people need to understand what they're really about. So I consider my book as an empowerment tool for young people to learn how to contribute towards the actualization of the AU 2063 agenda and the UN SDGs through a lived experience, you know, narrative approach.
Thank you so much, Benedicta, for sharing your deeply personal story with us, which we truly hope inspires our listeners to dream boldly, act even more boldly, and claim space in the world.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you want to learn more about our amazing guest and her work, then please visit the website benedictaapuama.com. This was a contribution for Fresh Vibes from Beverly.